figure that out, you know, how this can work tomorrow. You know, some people want to work on it. Some of these other things, like, you know, that trying to get people to communicate more, get together more, we can figure that out. You know, what kind of activities would bring people together? The one thing that we're having, that you know, you haven't looked at as being important, is the first thing we put up there. It's not up there because it's not important. It's the most important. Because English language, you can't talk about what it means to be Inupiaq. I have a heck of a time. My kids don't even understand. Even when what little I understand about this, I try to talk to them, we don't communicate. The English language doesn't have what we need to do to talk about being Inupiaq. The Eskimo language is the only one that has. You know, you guys don't seem to be concerned about that. Maybe everybody can speak it here, huh?
Not everybody.
Of course.
Some can do it broken. Broken in fact.
That's not a problem. There are some families around this world that speak 7 or 8 languages, the whole family. They don't have any problem with it. Only in the United States do they have a problem speaking more than one language. The whole world laughs at Americans. They laugh at Americans. Anytime they talk about languages, they laugh at Americans. They do. They say Americans are, well, maybe not dumb, but they don't learn as much as other people. Other people speak more than one language, and they don't have any problem with it. They speak all kinds of languages. It's only in America that we have a problem. You people speak 2 languages. What's wrong with your kids speaking 2 languages? Nothing. Just that somebody told you that you ought to speak 1 language, and you believe them. And all you're doing is hurting us younger ones.
BIA.
Yeah. But we got to turn that around. And the place to turn it around is not in the schools. They're too old by the time they get in the school to learn the language. You got to give the white people credit for something. They do lots of studies. And what they found out is, as far as languages, the best time to learn them is between 2 and 7 years old. Kids can learn 7, 8, 15 languages, any kid, almost any kid, between 2 and 7. They've also found out why it's so hard to teach grown-ups to speak another language. And the reason for it is because you don't teach them the same way as little kids. You taught grown-ups the same way as little kids, they've learned. So that's a problem, and I think we have to start someplace. And you know, it's not being done in the home, and you should think about organizing. Where you get some of your older people who've got the time, and you fix them up a classroom. And even if the mothers have to come with the little kids, bring them over here and let them learn from the older people. No, you know, just whatever it takes for a while. Give them time to learn. To have a little preschool at Inupiaq. They're going to learn English quick enough as you're talking English in your home. And they're going to learn it in school. And they need to learn a little Inupiaq too. And if they learn both when they're that age, they're not going to forget them. And it's not going to hurt them. In fact, it's going to be easier for them as they go along. We should start thinking about that. What we've got to do on all of these is you've got to get everybody involved somehow. Some of these things are going to take old people to teach, and that's good because the old people have been looking for something to do for some time now. Their job used to be to teach. They haven't taught for a long time. Give them something to do, something worthwhile. But who's going to do the teaching? Well, when we meet tomorrow on some of these things, that's what we want to find out. Who's going to do it? When it's going to be done? And who are they going to teach? And if they need any other kind of help, materials, whatever, where are we going to get that kind of stuff? We need to figure all that out. And then, how do you teach these values, these things, so people feel good about themselves? Well, some of the things that they do, if they learn to do things, instead of wasting their time just watching TV and doing nothing, then they're going to feel better about themselves. But there's got to be a program to teach some of these things. One way is for, again, the older people to talk about them. We heard a few examples here tonight of how these values were used and they taught, really. And that's what they were doing when you were talking here. You were telling us in a story of one of these values. And it stays in your mind and you learn from it. Well, nobody's doing that anymore. Well, maybe there should be home visits by elders. Set it up with a family and say, one night, a couple of us are going to come over and visit you. We'd like you and your family to be there. We just want to talk about the old times. Start helping people. Learn. Maybe that's another thing you could do. What about the young kids? What do they want? What do they think? They've been thinking about this. They know what they're missing. What would they like to do? What would they like to learn? We need to find that out.
I'd sure like to show a little demonstration on the bar.
Okay. Sure.
But don't take too long. Because you're including younger people. You're including me, and this is the only way I can see it. And your back can survive.
Well, we gotta get to everybody.
Yeah, everybody. The way I see that region is that man, that Eskimo man, you know? He's holding that spear, and as he was told before, he was warned, I said, like the Manita, he was warned that it's going to be different. You're going to come up to people, different kind of things. he was telling us. And so they're here now. And the only thing they can do is to knock this man over, this impact. They can do it by coming here, and they could cheat on our people. They could just take advantage of us, and they will realize these impacts can't stand. Look what we've done to them, and it's going to get worse if we don't stop and if we don't stand up and have a good reputation as a people, as Inupiaq, good record in the office, in the Nana office, and not allow people to come and run over us. They'll begin to see we're going to stand. And if we fail to show a good record, have a good reputation, and fail to show that we want to stand, we're going to fall if we don't do that. So I'm just emphasizing that the office is an important place. The important place, if the Inupiaq is going to stand at all, the office is going to say something for us people. If we really want to stand up, because we were told before, there's people coming, different people, different things, and they're going to try to just take you over like that. Stand up, have a good record. And reputation and influence. And when we begin to see this, we'll begin to change. That, wow, you know, we are standing up. We are somebody. We have a reputation. We have a good record. And, you know, we can stand up. That's the only way, you know, it's going to help me or other younger people or me in the future, is to have a good record and reputation and not let people just run us over like this. Because that's...
Well, what we're talking about is developing programs that will get you there.
Just a few words, too, before I go out. I thank you people for coming to tell us of all this that we've heard since we were small. The Kalani in the moment when it's been busy in Lakman, from a joke to Saga Lokata, Ilaro, New Nail, Wakitamanikana, Ilim, Ilim, so to be here and let you would. That's my problem in the family. Ilokata, only Pana, you would silly. Ilokasi, Koki, Roni, you used to have a man, not a lakaba, who passed up to the four or six and over. Aglakato, tera uba pitnik ang ayong kanroni. Isok tilao ta, makilu ta, itong ora sa kapalipigi, iliso di luwit what we know, kusa kakot ilin itong kanak silulu, ta napinyecho, ta napitkot lecha, di luwit na huwit ilo luto, ilo lago pigi, in maga, itong nakapta ilyang sinu na yakit. Kuwang nungli at larak nga ta na iso ira na ito nga kito nami kamara iso tutisa iso mora ala ta na kani na kito ra kuwa alay ira ira uwa nga inyo nga ira ta na higila kitchen ira na ito nga kito nga ka sutra kuwa sila just like I bring them out to this world and just don't care for them. In my earlier role, I had to Emago aglaga kita kaptigi kita ngora but we just don't know what they're learning. Like Violet said, she taught them how to speak Indian language and Sapmalaro, but we really don't know about it. Kamara nalura kada kita start na sing kuso ito kada nagakari na teacher ni ni kang simani ang nagkakano ayakana ko nakonik ubod na ko kaptigi. Iso ko mada nalulabara rin. Kaya mahi ani-aming isarik dating puyo hangap na ko kanong ilong na chomik inibitin na waka inib galaw dating ubawud bakoran na duwit isitorak luwit school munok lara luwit tira na rin nakti ikayok tetsuk ang ayong kamunonin ni Bakitin. Alakun damat sama galong kapjo kubang atong nagyakup الله شو سارك تقود سلوني وبالا كيف نغطى إني بيراكم إن صوتي كون ناقمة كوية تجيد الله غدا خانو خدين جيني يويتك نقشو مراكما those that younger girl and the older boy when I tried to talk to them in a similar way I just can't understand that you don't talk that way the older boy would say that to me but Lloyd was the only one that understands the most Suli tak nak sok teh mak tu sah tak ting ini so nama ini so limitin pun yang nak nalu tam tak tak tu sah tak nak sema tu lagi ni ni berani tak tak hamat dia ia ni malum ni anggulan ni kami kicang naik tu ni ia tak tahu malu kau ni kami ni nak sok tam nak untuk kanat ni registika nak mak uang nun kema Isuma nunga, nunga terdak na alwak sama ngecelok kau unna sumen isuma kami makin besar ini unna nip lepak di ujimin isuma nunga aku nak tak na nip lepak kema itu so besar ini makin besar kau ini makin nip lepak uba uba uta ngayuk kau doni tak na iluk kata dekati yusiro dun iluta makin iluta tiyuta Surin tu simin pihit di Flora mereka ika yang ni yang nerok di kitun rambut kisak tilar uka uba makuninga karena ini putih shiro tun pinya ye calak putih aglan sama rektuk ikhsak taro lang mikin karena sakul putih ligati agla suli ini mikyuk ikan bulu lo tau ting hidup prolektin kami semarak karek midak aglan Kuya tigi gibut reza nak tidni te masaku puting uba gut sumik nalura buta lila te ma igle gut naak tigi kawut ububa kuya tigi gibut reza nangala.
I don't know where we're gonna get here and it's getting late and people keep getting leaving and we don't have to stay here till 2 o'clock. But I guess we could do a little more tomorrow. But we have to do something here. We come to Narvik for a very good reason. Because over the years we learned that if we want to get something going in this region, this is usually the best village to do it in. When the people in Narvik get behind something, they, you know, they make it happen. And so that's why we came here. If we can't get this program started in Narvik, we might as well stop. we're sure not going to do any better in Kayana. So we've got to get something going here. And it's what we've got to do, just get back to this again, we've got to break this down so people can do the work. If we just talk about the whole thing, nobody's going to do anything. Somebody has to do the work. And we've got to get the job down small enough so that somebody can do it. And that's what we've got to do here. And then we can take things like some kind of get-togethers here in town every once in a while, and pull everybody back together so we got a whole program going. But it's going to have to be different things. Because what the young high school kids need are going to be different than what the 35-year-old parents need. It's going to be different. So they're going to have to be different programs for different people. Some people are going to be teaching. Some people are going to be learning. Maybe one person that's learning in one thing is going to be teaching something else. So we got to get it together so that people are doing something. But it's going to take a lot of work. You think we ought to try to kind of knock it off? I've probably got as far as I can push it.
Yeah.
So we could maybe set a time, and then anybody who can make it, we'll get together and we'll start where we stop tomorrow morning.
Hello, will you put out long name in your name, is it?
6:30?
Six thirty
in the morning?
Evening. We should have school work earlier.
Anytime you want, you can have.
Well, we're going to have problems with that until everybody gets spirit here.
I know a lot of spirit.
Six. We could have ours at 7.
Yeah.
We can pass it.
It can
We could start our meeting at 7.
Things we want to know here before we go. One is, what do you want to do? What do you feel comfortable doing if you think that we're on the right track? What can you do here? And the second thing is, what do you want us to do to help you in this? Not just here, but you know, in the whole region, for all of our people. What do you want us to do? We work for you. It's not like, you know, a lot like we got nothing we can work with. I got all of your money. And if this is important, I'll use it for some of this. So don't worry about that. I got to get the board to approve it, but you're behind it. I'm not going to disapprove, so you talk it over and let me pick something out of here. And hang on.
Hello, I have to use it for a few clubs. We're real busy again for Christmas.
I have to use it for Christmas. City Council, Nasa Mother's Club, Danin, Nasani Payak, Wani, Nasa, Pehaman, Nasa, Tomani, Panin, Tini, Nika, Tini, Sanani, and W. Kurt, that started in 1981, right? And another source that Nervic wanted. They wanted that church program. In summertime, the church has a youth camping program that takes almost every summer. And the people want this included at that program through youth ministers or the whoever's available and on voluntary basis. Starting next summer. And also through Nana Board, through Nana. However, Nana, through the board, through the staff, through Nana newspaper, or maybe a little funding in supporting these matters. Maybe this funding may be at the request of elders that they say they need 2 drums of gas so we can take our young people on any program. I'm just saying this. Could that be, is there anything? And I say now because Nana is already supporting this program and are starting now, so we do it now. Is there anything that we missed that should be included in our nervous program?
Who's going to make sure that all that is followed through?
Well, it'll have to be the elder and the elder's role, you know. They'll just oversee this, but they'll at least try to groom whoever is available in that program.
Well, we go a little farther than that. You know, we understand that the elders are going to be in charge.
Right.
That's the way it has to be.
Yeah.
Okay, what we want to know is who in those other organizations, who, right? Not just, we want to know a name of somebody.
Somebody.
So I think what you've got here is a start of a, just like we got, you know, Nana's board, Manila's board, school district's board are all behind this program. But the committee, the spirit committee, is the one that's doing the work. You know, we know who they are.
Okay.
Ola, Robert, Willie, Alpha, you know, Rachel, those kind of people. What we need here is that kind. And then you can call it your own spirit committee or something. Those people who would be responsible to the elders' council.
It says community. If city's going to be involved, this is the student's request that Elsie's have to be involved in that program from the city side. But we haven't named anybody on the IRA. Hilda or somebody? Hilda's working for IRA.
Linda
Garner. Huh? Hilda. Elsie. Then the woman said mother club. I don't know who is in charge.
Elsie.
Mother club?
No.
You?
But who's in charge of it? Who's that?
Elsie.
You could have somebody that's there that's part of the mother's club that we can come besides her. We can't have her doing everything.
She was the one that wanted to start it.
Yeah,
she's working for that program.
From the city.
For the village.
Yeah, through the city. We already listed her as she'll be working on this program through from the city side. Whatever right city wants. An IRA, Hilda, and Mother's Club. Who is the Mother's Club chairman or president of Mother's Club right now?
Nobody.
Last one, I'm listening. We're going to church. I got a lot of little things to do. They just want to know why.
Why is it going to come down? So, what is it going to happen? What is it going
to happen?
Church program, Okay, man aboard it and staff, I could name my favorite. put through other other programs, or who
Robert,
who did we miss?
You can be the NANA representative here, right? For this purpose.
All right. Okay. Any other sources that we should add on to this list?
The only other thing that that I think maybe you should consider is once you start these programs, you might consider training for people who are going to be doing this. Because different villages will have different people, different backgrounds, they'll try to be doing the same program. And some of them will do the program better than others. Just like you have your workshop for your bilingual teachers, so they can get together and talk about how they teach something so we learn from each other. The same kind of thing, maybe we could support that kind of seminars or retreats or whatever you want to call them, where these people who are in charge of some of these programs can get together and learn how to make their program better. Or even hire a starter.
Okay. Who will be in charge of the retreat?
Yes.
Okay. John Schaefer? Willie Henson. All right. Anything else that we should add on? Starting at when? When would you?
Maybe when we get programs going in every village first, that, so it'd probably be next year.
Next year, 1982, okay.
After
any the church program we administrate, we'll start next time.
We wouldn't try to teach the people in that program how to. Coordinator in each village that we can program gets going, we'll have a full-time coordinator at the regional level to work with them too, to support the training and everything.
Right up in the New Battle Valley, it's yeah. What does that mean? So long a word. Talking about quitting. When? Do you still have a feast on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
why don't you try to have a meeting before Thanksgiving? So that you can take the time during the Thanksgiving feast when you've got everybody there and tell them about your program. A lot of people don't know about it because they didn't come to the meeting.